This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Good afternoon, Jan Vermeulen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Jan, can we talk about Facebook is to be prosecuted in South Africa for abusing its dominance?
Yeah, this was an interesting one that came out late last night, or at least yesterday evening, where the Competition Commission announced proudly that it has referred a case between Facebook and GovChat to the Competition Tribunal, and it has recommended a maximum penalty for the abuse of its market dominance, and that would be 10% of its collective turnover, which is a huge sum of money. So perhaps people need a bit of a background on the GovChat story. But yes. GovChat's an app. I don't know how many of us have interacted with it, but it's an app that provides certain government services with government departments. And some of it is COVID-19 information.
It
has to do with SASA grants, that sort of thing. And it does it over WhatsApp, using the WhatsApp business API. And Facebook alleges that GovChat has violated its terms and conditions and threatened to offboard GovChat. But GovChat said, hang on a second, isn't it curious that just around the time we were starting to get these threats that we were being offboarded, Facebook was going to our clients behind our back and telling them, hey, listen, GovChat's going to be offboarded. You should come and work directly with Facebook. Mm. And so GovChat's alleging pretty directly anti-competitive behavior by Facebook there. And Facebook is saying, no, that's not what happened. We tried to get GovChat to comply with our terms and conditions because they are abusing, or potentially they've put themselves in a position where they could potentially abuse people's private information, which is against our terms and conditions. And so we're going to offboard them because they've refused to comply despite our numerous invitations for them to comply. So as you can imagine, you've got two sides to the story here. Somewhere in the middle is likely the truth. That's how it usually pans out. But maybe, who knows, maybe one or the other side is telling the truth this time. And the Competition Tribunal will ultimately decide what the truth of the matter is and whether and how much of a fine Facebook needs to pay. Certainly 10% of its turnover would make a ding in our tax problems.
Got it. Crazy.
Brooke Spector here. I'm trying to get my mind around how in the world a local entity would somehow figure out how to get a hold of Facebook's financials and further how they would manage to exact a payment from them, since it's not domiciled here and it's a private company anyway.
Right. So I just received legal opinion about this earlier today. We might do an article about it later in the week. But yes, you're 100% right. The first thing is the financial records are public. It's a publicly traded company. So that information is readily available. But the legal opinion we received from Barnard Incorporated attorneys, Shanique Rautenbach, said that foreign judgments may be enforced in the great state of California. And they cite statute California Code of Civil Procedure 1715A. However, they said that California will not recognize a foreign country judgment, even if the judgment grants or denies recovery of a money to the extent that the judgment is for taxes, a fine, or a penalty. So that's subject to some exceptions, though. And so that is what's going to ultimately be argued, is to take the court to a U.S. jurisdiction where our regulator might be able to enforce it, is ultimately what would need to happen.
That'll be a lot of fun to watch for the next 25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. We're out of time. But can we talk about next week when I speak to you, can we please talk about these notifications that Facebook is putting out that you need to take this extra Facebook protection? Otherwise,
yes,
you lose your account.
Yeah, I had to do it recently as well. Absolutely, we can talk about that. Two-factor authentication, very important.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's Jan Vermeulen, editor of mybroadband.co.za.